Share Radio with me, Sarah Pennells. And every Saturday at this time, we look at finance from a female perspective. I'm the founder of a money website for women called savvywoman.co.uk. Now, despite the fact that lots of jobs that are office-based could be done, at least in part, by people working from home, many companies aren't very flexible about letting their employees work from home. It's those who are self-employed who are probably the most likely to set up a business from home. So we'll be talking about what you can do if you want to work from home but can't, and how to make the most of it if you're given the opportunity to do that. Now, my guests for today's programme are Tom Laws and Adam Cox. Thank you very much for joining me and welcome to the programme. Adam, if I could start with you. Do we have sort of an idea of how many people are working from home, how many people who are employed are working from home, and the extent to which that's increasing?
We do. Good morning.
Good morning.
The latest ONS figures, which were 2014, showed that about 14% of the population work from home, which is about 4.2 million people, which compares to about 26 million people that don't work from home. And it is increasing steadily. To give you an idea, in 1998, it was 2.9 million. So that's more than a million people in you know, less than a decade.
I mean, it's a great increase, you know, when you look at it like that. But in a way, I would have thought that when you think about the technology increases over that time, that possibly it might be slightly more.
I would agree. And I think technology is one of the key enablers. It's It enables people to do things that previously they couldn't, you know, particularly in terms of communication. So I would anticipate that it will continue to rise as technology enables more people to work from more and more locations where they previously couldn't.
And Tom, what are the kind of jobs, if you're somebody who wants to set up a business from home, what are the kind of things that, you know, it's logical or it's much easier to start doing those at home rather than, you know, going all out, renting premises and having those higher startup costs?
Absolutely. Good morning. I mean, in truth, there aren't many things that you wouldn't be able to do, at least in part, from home. I mean, if you work in an office environment, it's likely that many of the day-to-day tasks that you do rely on having computer access. If you can replicate that environment at home, then the limitations to working at home are very small. If you are setting up your own business, as you mentioned, the range can be just as extensive. Things like freelance jobs, writing or proofreading, you can even do things like child minding, pet minding, maybe typing secretarial services, hosting, selling parties, for example, or online tutoring. So there's a whole range of different sort of set of businesses that might be available.
And you know, you've listed some really good examples there, but are there any things that maybe people would not necessarily think they could do at home, certainly initially as a business, Tom?
Specifically, there's probably quite a lot of different things, but I think a lot of people get the mindset that if they work in, say, like a larger office, then being next to the people they work with is essential for everyday roles. But chances are you'd be speaking over email with these people. So the idea that you could be across town rather than across the hall isn't as vital. The best thing to do is sort of like make a list of the normal working week on what sort of tasks and things like that that you do, and see whether or not it is something that you'll be able to accomplish at home.
And Adam, in terms of the kind of roles that you may have if you are employed, that you might be more likely to be able to do at home. I mean, there are some things people thinking, well, office based, and I'm largely on a computer, and I'm emailing a whole load of stuff. That's that kind of can be done at home. But again, are there some jobs that people might not necessarily immediately think of as being doable from home?
Well, I think there's fully working from home, and then there's part working from home. And I think specialists in any field can become consultants, and quite often are consultants, and primarily work from home, and then go into different places as needs be. So examples could be doctors, engineers, academics, and of course the growing number of business owners. Many large businesses start from a spare room, an empty garage. You know, think of one of the world's biggest companies, Apple. They started, you know, from an empty garage at home. Big businesses, you know, can start small and grow, and home is a good place to start.
And Adam, the law changed some time ago, being able to ask for flexible working. Just talk us through what that is, because basically anybody can ask for flexible working, but does that encompass more than just working from home? And if so, what can your employer do?
You're absolutely right. The law did change in June 2014, meaning that anyone that had been working for a company for more than 26 weeks has the right to make a request to work more flexibly. And that might mean flexible working, such as starting a little later to drop children off at school and things like that, not necessarily permanently working from home. It is an employer's responsibility to consider that request very thoroughly and to provide good reasons if they don't, and be consistent throughout all people within the company. So there is an obligation on employees to really take these requests seriously.
And do you get a sense, because I mean, you obviously are very aware of the companies that are more flexible, do you get a sense of why some employers just don't consider it? Because I mean, I was talking about this the other day, and I know of people who could do their job from home. I mean, one person was telling me that she sort of has to ask her employer every day that she wants to work from home, and it feels like she's taking time off, whereas she said she's actually very efficient at home.
Absolutely. The obvious things that you can't do from home are things that are dependent on, capital or machinery that you simply wouldn't have at home. So working in a factory or, things like that, you can't do that from home. But there are lots of things that you can do from home. I think one of the main reasons that employers don't do that, it comes down to trust, really. There is a perception, I think, that it's skiving or people are going to be watching daytime TV, whereas actually, in many ways, people that do work from home want to demonstrate that they are actually working and often do more than when they were actually in the workplace.
And Tom, is that your perception as well, that there are some things that, working from home may be open to more people than you initially sort of obviously think of?
Absolutely, yeah. I completely agree with what I've mentioned there. I mean, for some companies, the idea of having employees working from home isn't something that they particularly want. Maybe they've tried it in the past and seen productivity drop, or it could be a variety of different reasons. But if there is a plausible reason, for example, dropping children off at school, that type of thing, that someone would need to be a little bit more flexible, then taking advantage of that, the company would certainly be able to improve its standings with the with their employee, and hopefully be able to allow them to be a little bit more sort of a creative and engaged as well.
And Adam, in terms of the companies, I mean, is it going to be the biggest companies that have the best resources, that the most employees, they have that ability to be flexible within their own workforce purely because of the numbers? Is it those companies who are most able to give their employees an opportunity to work from home, part of the time at least?
I think decades ago that would have been the case, but I think technology has really opened it up, because if the concern is productivity, then with cloud-based solutions in terms of whether it's databases or whatever else, it's very easy to track productivity irrespective of whether an employee is at a desk in the office or a desk at home. So I do think it's very much a level playing field. In my company, we've got about 20 staff, and a few of those staff work from home a couple of days each week. So you don't need to be a huge business to work from home or to allow your staff to work from home.
I suppose, yeah, as you say, at the end of the scale, lots of the tech startups, I mean, they just are redefining the whole way we work full stop, including where we do our job.
Absolutely. There's apps that can enable you to do a job, issue an invoice and do all kinds of things, track what's happening. So working from home, I think, will be evolving to just working anywhere. People can run businesses from coffee shops and, while they're
traveling. Quite a few of them do, yes.
Absolutely.
And you're talking about technology, and obviously that has made it easier to work from home, whether that is running your own business. Tom, I mean, presumably there are some legitimate security concerns, keeping data secure, people not leaving laptops on trains, all that kind of stuff, and especially if they maybe use their own laptop or PC.
Absolutely. It's always something you've got to keep in consideration, especially if the type of work that you're doing is very data protected, for example. There are a lot of Data Protection Act laws that are in place to make sure that sensitive data, maybe people's details, bank details, things like this, are